That was Pandit Nikhil Banerjee playing the rag Nat Bhairav on the sitar. He was accompanied by Anindo Chatterjee on the tabla. Pandit Nikhil Banerjee, as you know, is one of the most famous exponents of the sitar, an instrument which has gained so much popularity all over the world. Let's go and talk to him about himself and his instrument. Panditji, I always wanted to know how you came to be a musician and how you came to be playing the sitar. Was it in your family?
Yes, it was in my family. My father was a great sitar player in his time. And from my childhood, I was listening his practice all the time. And gradually, I was very attracted to sitar. Mm-hmm. And then I started.
You have a very beautiful instrument here. Can you tell us something about the development of the sitar as an instrument?
Actually, the origin of sitar comes from the veena family, the string instruments, which is considered as one of the oldest string instruments in India. Mm-hmm. So all the string instruments of India actually originally derived from this veena. So there are about 52 types of veena, and sitar has come from one of that veenas called Chitra veena.
I see.
So from, of course, gradually it has been developed and through evolution.
So it hasn't always had sympathetic strings then? Is that a recent addition to the instrument?
It is recent addition. Actually, it may be called maybe about 100 years.
Yes. One of the things that always fascinates me about the instrument, that it has a long neck with a long string so that you can bend the string. Can you tell us something about the significance of this possibility to bend the string on the instrument? And could you demonstrate a little bit for us?
Yes, that's the, you can say, you know, it's a specialty of the sitar. Just by pulling the string, sometimes we get full one octave. Mm-hmm. So I will demonstrate, such as, you know, like do re mi fa sol la si.
That's all pulled from one fret?
Just from one fret.
You know, can you just make it one slide instead of staccato? Could you play that again, please? So you would you call this similar to singing?
Yes. Actually, we follow the style of singing. So in that respect, we just by pulling the note, yes, we get all other notes from one.
Because people talk
note
about the instrumental style of playing, the sitar, and the gayaki, or the vocal style of playing. Where do you fall in between these two styles?
Actually, you know, sometimes the people, they mistake about this word gayaki. Gayaki, actual word meaning, naiki and gayaki. Naiki means compositions. Gayaki means style of exposition. Mm-hmm. So naiki and gayaki, these are the two things which are combined. And all these things, you know, what we play on this instrument or any other Indian instruments, actually it has come from the vocal music.
It is all basically derived from
derived from the vocal music. Mm-hmm.
Does it require a lot of practice to pull the right amount on the string?
Oh, terrible amount of practice.
How many hours do you do a day?
You know, like any other instrument, any music, you know, it's a full-time job. And, you know, suppose in our case, when we're in our teacher's house or guru's house, we used to practice about 10 to 12 hours a day.
10 to 12 hours per day.
That means, you know, you just practice and you forget the whole world.
Yes.
Sometime, you know, our teacher, especially I'm talking about my teacher, he was so strong and man of very strict discipline. So naturally, he will force us to practice.
Yes.
Sometimes when we didn't feel like practicing, he will come and say, until unless you practice,
yes,
the food will not be served.
I see. Did you practice with the tabla at all?
No.
Or just on your own?
Actually, you know, the first when you start practice, you practice different scales,
mm-hmm,
and different permutations and combination of notes.
But how did you learn taal and rhythm cycles? How did you learn about playing with tabla?
That is, of course, very, very important. You have to practice with tabla. But, you know, when you start practicing in the morning, then you just practice scales,
yes,
different scales, and permutation and combination. But then, once a day, or, you know, twice a day, you must practice with tabla,
yes,
for
rhythmic. How do you and Anindo get together? When he's playing the tabla, what is he doing in relation to your music?
Actually, system is that when I play a fixed composition, or we call it gat,
yes,
then he will just improvise on particular rhythmic pattern, you know. We have,
yes,
got, I will just request Mr. Chatterjee to show you something.
Yes, please.
Such as, we have got many different tala system, it's also a different kingdom. Suppose a 7 beats rhythmic cycle of tala or 10 beats of rhythmic cycle of tala. But in 10 beats there are maybe 3-4 different type of tala. The,
mm-hmm,
division will be different.
So each cycle is divided into
each cycle
groups.
Is divided by different divisions.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you. Suppose let us start with a 14-bit tal called dhamar.
Okay.
The division is 5 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4. Ka, dhe, te, dhe, te, dha, ge, di, ne, di, ne, ta. This is one thing, you know, after playing the tal, the theka, we call it theka, you know,
yes,
the fixed composition.
I noticed improvise. That you were reciting some syllables. What are these sounds?
This is the language of tabla.
Can you explain a little bit more about that, please?
Like, you know, first he will show you something about on his right hand drum, or that is called tabla.
Yes.
Like te, te, ta, na, ding, like that.
So each sound has got a syllable,
yes,
in language.
And also there are languages, or, you know, the bowls from left hand side, like ka, ghe.
Can I ask Anindo to recite, not to play, but just to recite some bowl?
Yes.
Could you?
That would be fine.
Yes, I'm just reciting one. Chakradhar,
yeah,
in Tintal.
Chakradhar means, you know, one piece, big piece, will be repeated thrice and will come back on its own.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Dindin nana, dindin nana, tintin na, takadindin na, dhadrikritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakritakrit
That's fantastic. Would you just play that for us so that we know what it sounds like on the tabla? Paniji, this obviously involves a whole lifetime study, but for young musicians in Britain who want to study Indian music, what advice would you give them? I mean, I'd like to bring in Seema here, who is a very talented young student, and perhaps you could give her some tips at the same time when she plays for us.
You know, there is no shortcut, or there is no other way that you can make it short, because it's a lifetime's job. Full dedication is required, and practice is the word. Whatever talent or genius you are, it is 90% perspiration and 10% inspiration, you know. So practice is the word.
But isn't it the other way around now for you?
No, I don't think so. Because, you know, without practice, you cannot go one further step. So practice is the word. Of course, that you can learn from your guru, what to practice and how to practice. That's the purely technical things. But practice, there is no other way. More you practice, more you become very, really
well, what sort
strong.
Of advice would you, or tips would you give to Seema, one of your students?
Seema, first to show us one of the scale, although it's an evening scale.
This is in the Rag Yaman.
Rag Yaman, but before you start a raga, you must practice the scale. So you first play the scale of this. Fourth note is in the sharp note.
Yes.
La 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 la, instead of this na, it's a na, you know, the sharp note, that's all. Mm. This is, the name of the scale is Kalyan, and in this Kalyan thaat or scale, name of the raga is Iman. You know, each scale there are many, many ragas. So, Seema, you play us some compositions on this raga Iman. Play some gut. Play that one, Gale Sari. Gale Dani da ba ma ba ma ba da ni da ni da ba ma ba re ga re da ni re sa. Gale Dani da ba. Start from song. Na tin tin na. Gale Dani da ba ma ba ma ba da ni da ni da ba ma ba re ga re da ni re sa sa ga re sa. Ma ba re ga re da ni re sa sa. Gale Dani da ba da ba ma da ni sa sa ni da ba ba sa ni da ba ba sa ni da ba ba. But you know, you should practice more. It's not coming very clearly.
May I ask, what exactly was she doing? What have you taught her there? You mentioned the word gat and then tan. What was happening?
But you know, it's a very big subject. You know, I can talk.
We have 1.5 minutes.
Few minutes. But the thing is that, you know, many people, they just mistake this thing that Indian music also improvisation and jazz music also improvisation. But Indian music is improvised under very, very strict rule and discipline. Suppose you play a fixed composition or gut, on that you are improvising is correct. But you know how you will improvise, that's the point. So first you start with a short tan. You know, suppose
a tan is just a fast run.
Just a fast run. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are some discipline, you know, that system you have to follow very strictly.
Yes.
Suppose this what she has played just now, the composition is based on 16 beats or teen tal.
Yes.
So you first, you know, after playing the gut, you play only the 8 beats tan start. Different type, different combination and permutation, mm-hmm. in a short space. Then gradually, you know, make it longer space. First, you know, take like half octave, then you take full 1 octave, then mm-hmm. gradually you go towards 2 full octaves.
I see.
Like that.
And that is alternated with the gut or the composition
with
the tan.
Each time, you know, you play tan, then you have to come back to gut.
Awesome.
Or of the first beat or song.
Yes. Thank you very much, Panitji.